One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Where do some people get the things they preach? Where do they get them from? You know, somebody says, the Bible says, and he'll never show you where the Bible says so. Like some people say, the Bible says heaven helps those who help themselves. There's no such scripture. It doesn't exist. It's not in the Bible. From our Rhapsody of Realities, we gave you a thorough schedule for a whole year, from January to December, so you can read the whole Bible for yourself. So you can discover what's there and what's not there. All for yourself. You can't hold anybody responsible for your ignorance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you still here? All right, we are moving right along. You ready for the next one? Okay. Now, it's the Lordship of the Holy Spirit. The Lordship of the Spirit of God. Very, very important in our lives. When the Holy Ghost takes over your life, the Holy Spirit. Hey. You know, many of us have never understood this power of the Spirit of God. We're talking about His glory, His presence, His personality. When He takes over your life and what He's supposed to do, His ministry is a vast ministry. When the Holy Ghost takes over your life, for example, He says, if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead lives in you, that same Spirit shall vitalize your mortal body. Vitalize. Now, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you should never suffer from paralysis. Paralysis of the finger, of the leg, of the hand, or of anything. Some years ago, a young man came to me. He said he just woke up one day and discovered that half of his head became, he lost feeling, just like it was dead. Lost feeling on the half side of his face. He could not shut his eye. It remained open 24 hours. He could only close the other one. It just happened overnight. And then his mouth was also affected. Now, when he talked to me, I remember that I had an experience one time that was very close to it. But I wouldn't tell you about that now. Let me just give you his own case. But from what I did for myself, which I discovered in God's word, I told him what to do. I said, young man, don't take it lightly. See, it's like a snake coming into your house. When a snake is in your bedroom, you're not going to say to your neighbor, guess what happened today? And he says what? He says, one snake is in my bedroom. Is that the way you're going to take it? You say, neighbor, get me a stick. He
something. You want a stick. You want something. You want to kill it. Because you know, you don't kill it, it'll be after you. And you don't want it after you. So, I said, don't take it lightly. Let me tell you what, don't take it lightly. This thing has not come to befriend you, it's come to kill you. So I said, go over to the other side of the platform. Kneel down there for the next 1 hour, talk in other tongues. That's what I told him. I said, you go talk in tongues. See, this is not having someone lay hands on you. Go to the other side of the platform. I said, kneel down there and speak in other tongues. I said, talk as fast as you can and as loud as you can. And he knew it was serious business. He went aside and started praying. And every once in a while, I came to find out if he was doing it, and he was doing it. Praying. Okay? Finally, when he was through, came back and I said, well, this is just the beginning. So you're going to have to do this again and again. The next few days, you're going to do the same thing. You speak in other tongues. You speak in other tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Look here, come on here. Hallelujah. So, well, about a week later, he was in church. And I sent somebody to go close to him and check how his eyes were doing. I said, don't talk to him. Just go stand in front of that guy and see if his two eyes are blinking. And of course, they were blinking. I saw him later on. He was all right. See, don't take those things lightly. There's enough power inside you to cause a change. Remember what Jesus said to the disciples? He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. What is power? See, and there are some young people here, some of you haven't gone to school. You've taken school lightly. I want to tell you, go to school. Go to school. It's not because of a certificate. Go to school. To enlighten your mind, what does school do for you? Let me tell you what school does for you. Because we are living in a day in which leaders, political leaders, are not interested in the education of their people. And you should not blame them. It's because they have a lot of trouble. They have a lot of problems. See? So if they don't care about your education, you should care about your education. And the education is not so you can get a good job. All right? School education never made anybody rich. So we already know that. But you need to go to school so that it can inspire you. School inspires you to learn. School trains you in how to research knowledge, research information. It puts you in the way of information. The blessing of education cannot be overemphasized. So if you haven't gone to school, take it seriously. Fight hard to go to school so you can learn, so your mind will open up. See, your mind will open up. It'll refine your thinking. All right? And study. For example, I said something to you. I said, Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Now, because I went to school, it was easy for me to say, what's power? Why did Jesus say power? What is power? The guy who hasn't gone to school is thinking about power. You know? Or he's thinking about political power or, you know, all of those things. But from my educational background, I could easily reason that out. What is power? Power is a dynamic ability to cause changes. Now, I gave it that definition. You hardly find it put together like that. They put it is the ability to cause change. That's about what they'll tell you in physics textbooks. But I knew that that ability had to be dynamic. Are you hearing me? It's not a potential ability. Otherwise, nothing will happen. I knew Jesus wasn't talking about potential ability. He was talking about the dynamic ability to cause change. And I saw that from a refined perspective. That's what Jesus is talking about. And so that information became more meaningful to me. Now, God used Moses. Moses was educated in all the wisdom of Egypt. All the other Israelites were slaves. They didn't let them go to school. But Moses, God needed a leader who could understand, whose mind was refined. Now, education doesn't mean PhD. Because the higher you go, the more ignorant you become. That's a fact. Let me explain that to you. It's very simple. The higher you go, the more specialized you become. And that means your area of understanding is reducing and reducing and reducing until you know nothing but what you're trained for. True education, listen to me. True education is to know little about everything rather than know much about one thing and nothing of other things. Are you still there? All right. So, and then Paul went to school. He was trained by a very educated man by the name of Gamaliel. And so it was easy for him to understand certain things that the Spirit of God communicated to him. That's why I tell young people, don't take school lightly. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.